reach the blank canvas.
We ain't gonna miss another Wednesday. Rain to shine. Fuck this shit. We back, motherfuckers.
With ECST.
I'm having troubles in all of it because, man, it's pretty much exposing all the white supremacists that's just been hiding for so many years.
So whatever your stance is, it's always going to come off as non-patriotic because that's just the way that they're going to spin it.
All the owners are white. They're like, it's not their fight. I ain't going to worry about this. So if I walk on the street, I'm not going to get killed by a cop or racially profiled by a cop. I'm going to be protected by the cop.
When he did what he did, when he protested the anthem, I applauded, like, wholeheartedly. I was about to say about Cardi B, though. Yeah. One thing about Cardi B, she putting in work, though.
She is. I will give her that, man.
Like, she's actually working for her. So that's one thing I give her credit for.
Yeah, I will say that, man. It's not like even if somebody wrote that song for her, she is grinding.
Yeah, she ain't sucking niggas up just to get to the top.
If I wanted to. how much for this verse? Be quiet. It was like this whole bunch of females just going up to the bar. And people was like, dang, man, look at them over there with the nice cars. And they got the Louis bags and the Chanel purses and the nigga shit. It's like, I'm trying to get the nigga shit.
And now, ECST.
All I want is loyalty. That's all I want, SD. You know what I'm saying? If I come home and I got lipstick marks, you know what I'm saying, on my drawers, and there's like right in the opening, the split, where you put your penis out to piss, you know what I'm saying? I want loyalty. I don't want you to question it. I want you to look at a guy. Oh, okay. He must have just slipped on some rocks or something. He just slipped on some lipstick. He all right. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the unconditional loyalty. You don't question what I'm doing. Well, man, Essie, man, how you been, man?
Good, man. How you feeling, EZ?
Man, shit. Man, I'm all right, man. You know, just living life, man. You know, like 45 out here, just continuing to push his agenda. Just to let you know where he stands without saying it.
Yeah.
And man, it's becoming so blatant. And I think another thing about just the way he's coming out and, you know, calling football players son of a bitches if they, you know, take a knee and telling owners to, you know,
fire
them and stuff, man, is just the thing about being a white supremacist is you pretty much don't acknowledge that you're one and you continue to let the system go on and fester, but it's like Trump just let everybody know, just embolden everybody to go ahead and just, you know, be who you truly are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just be
which is good.
Yeah, just so we can pinpoint the ones that's, you know, that are the white supremacists, but like the ones that are truly white supremacists and they have to, you know, either sit on the fence or they have to save face, those are the ones that are really mad at Trump because he's not going by the protocol of just, you know, saying there's no racism, but letting the shit still exist, man.
Yeah.
So I guess it's about to be the evolution of just racism in America. It's just going to go back probably to Jim Crow era. Because everything happens in cycles.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, everything, man, in life.
Everything in life goes in cycles, man. And
there's nothing new under the sun anymore because, you know, it's just a simple fact that, you know, we don't have people smart enough to create a new wave that will, you know, sink everybody's lives. Everybody's going to keep doing the same thing because we continue not to learn from history. So we repeat it. And it's, you know, it's only going to be this continuous cycle of nothingness until, you know, people start educating other people.
Yeah.
When people actually start taking heed to the education.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. And, you know, you got prominent athletes like, you know, LeBron saying one thing, and then other athletes like Matt Light and Ben Roethlisberger saying other things. Like, Ben Roethlisberger was like, man, I don't condone anybody protesting the anthem, but man, what you feel about, let me ask you a question, Ben, what you feel about rape? You know what I'm saying? What you feel about rape, dog?
I feel like, you know, a reporter should have, you know, proposed that question to him.
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as he said that, like, well, you know, Ben, hey, you don't condone protesting, you know, the anthem, but you condone rape. Right, you know,
and be like, smile at him while you ask him the question, like, yeah, checkmate, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what you gonna say now? And then, you know, people are letting you know where they stand by either just not accepting the protest, say you don't have a comment on it, or if you're not, you know, even if you're not choosing sides, you know, in a way, you let people know where you stand. Period.
Yeah, you are.
Because in the end, if you don't care for your fellow man like you say you do, and you see the blatant examples of people getting killed constantly by cops getting away with it, and they're just getting off getting paid pensions, and people making GoFundMe pages to pay for their legal fees so they don't have to come out of pocket.
Right.
And you just sit there and it's like, man, I just don't think what we're doing is right. Then I'm going to just think that you're okay with the status quo.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to just go with that. I have nothing else to go on, because if you feel that it's okay for another black male or female, because there's a lot of females that have gotten killed by cops too, it's okay for the cop to get off or not even prosecuted under the law.
Yeah.
And you see it's being okay. You see what other black athletes are doing as divisive. Then I suspect that you're fine with what's going on, and you enjoy it, and you love your position in life that you have right now.
Yeah,
pretty much.
The thing about the protest, man, to be honest, I felt two ways about it. I was happy that, you know, more people joined in, but I was kind of sad at the same time. I was happy because, yes, the issue that we're supposed to be fighting is being, you know, it's grown on a grander scale. However, it took something so minuscule from 45 to get everybody to be like, oh, you know, now I see what's going on. Like, for instance, and, you know, everybody was talking about all the owners who invested in Trump's campaign. Now they're all, you know, with the rest of the Brotherhood locked in arms as if nothing ever happened. And it's like, wait a minute, just a few months ago, you sided with a man who, you know, pretty much told you how he felt.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's turned his back on you,
mm-hmm.
you know, now that he said something that, you know, will affect you in the long run, now all of a sudden you got a problem with it. Would a hypocrisy stop?
Yeah, Trump played their hand.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, man, it's just like.
He basically spit and slapped him in the face.
After they donated them the money, it's like, hey, man, are you going to stand by me or are you going to stand by your players? Like, where are you going to stand, man? And if you don't come out and say something against the president, man, you look really bad, man.
Oh, yeah.
You look real bad.
See, another thing is, man, like, you know, we talk about, you know, of course, the coons, Ray Lewis, Shady McCoy. First off, Ray Lewis said he would never kneel.
Yeah.
Nigga said he would never kneel
never.
For the anthem. This nigga was out on the field on both knees.
On both knees. I was like, this nigga backtracking so hard, he don't know how to even do it right.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah, like, you cannot be out here flip-flopping like this.
Oh, man. It's just he just wanted, like, man. He
want to be in their pocket, man.
Yeah, he's really part of the wave, man. It's just
so
like
bad.
So bad, man. And y'all know, well, y'all don't know, but you know, ST and you know all my brothers know that I'm a huge Ray Lewis fan, but not since he found the league, man. I can't stand his ass. It's embarrassing. I was literally because he getting inducted to the Hall of Fame probably next year. He's the first ballot Hall of Fame if he gets in or not, just because of just. Yeah. Who he is, man. He's one of the greatest middle linebackers of all time. If not the greatest. And I literally was going to go buy. I don't own anybody's jersey. I was going to go buy his jersey and stand in line and get that shit signed and get that shit framed and put this shit in my house. But I ain't doing this shit now. I can't have a man that stands for for bullshit that won't stand up for his people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do it. That all goes with respecting who the man is.
Exactly.
Like that's the whole purpose of owning a jersey. It's the fact that you respect who wears it, on and off the field. Yeah, man, it's awful, dude. And you know what's so sad? Like I was saying, it took 45 to say something crazy about the league for niggas to start standing up for what's right. So it's like, you know, at the same time, the movement was starting to fizzle out more and more.
Yeah, you could tell, man.
Yeah, you could tell. And you know, it was funny. What a couple of episodes ago, we were talking about it's going to take something drastic in order for this, you know, movement to continue, or you know, it's going to have to happen at a, you know, a bigger platform. Because I'm, you know, now I'm thinking, okay, what now? How long will this last? Because you know, I feel like give it a couple weeks, you know, everybody be right back on the same old thing. Like, ain't nothing happened.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, so, you know, what's the point? Like, what's next? And I'm going to say this about LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
I like what LeBron said, but at the same time, I felt like he's still not ready to step up.
Yeah, because he was like, correct me if I'm wrong, he was like, you know, I'm not going to kneel, I'm not going to protest. You know, my voice is stronger than that.
Yeah, and while he was saying that, I was saying, dude, Bron, actions speak louder than words, dude. Because he even brought up the example of the baseball player who was the first person to do it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was screaming at the screen like, dude, nigga, be the first basketball player. Like, yeah. this is your opportunity.
Yeah, this could, you know, elevate you higher, you know what I'm saying? And people, you know, sucking your nuts. This could make people, you know what I'm saying, want to, you know, lick your taint. Well, some people already doing that shit anyway, but
they are.
Yeah, but it's just like, man, what are you saying to us to a certain extent? It's true because he puts his money where his mouth is. He has foundation for his kids.
That's all fine and dandy for where he lives, but I mean that doesn't speak you know nationally.
Yeah,
it doesn't speak nationally. That's only for his community that he's living in at that time. Like, that doesn't do anything for, you know, our kids here in Atlanta. Yeah, our kids in Texas, our kids in Florida, our kids in California. It don't do nothing for them.
No, it don't. But the only thing that it can possibly do is inspire other people to actually get involved in their community. But I think he needs to – I seriously think he needs to take a knee, man. He needs to go ahead and do this about just because even he was like, man, I don't see myself taking a knee, but I respect what Colin Kaepernick did. And I'm just like, hold on, man. Did sponsors get to you? And I know he got that $1 billion contract with Nike, and Nike not gonna cut his ass because Nike is his last leg as far as shoes go. And he got guaranteed money with the league, and nobody's going to not pay LeBron because he takes a knee because he's still in his fucking prime. They fucking fool.
Yeah, and you know he has
all the power to do whatever the fuck.
Yeah, he does. And he doesn't realize it.
You don't.
He does not realize it. It's funny. They asked him. You know, they asked him that question. They said, "What do you? You know, what do you think would happen? Or I guess, how would you feel if you did do something to protest?" Like, do you fear the sponsors, you know, taking away from your bottom line?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he kind of answered the question, but he kind of didn't.
Yeah.
He's kind of like, I'm okay. Like, I've done pretty well for myself.
Yeah.
Which kind of, I guess, kind of maybe leads you to think maybe he would do something, but maybe he wouldn't. Like there was no, you know, no definite answer. So I don't know how that, you know, that's gonna play out. But we got till what, the 17th of October to see.
Yeah, to see what's gonna happen, man. And that's gonna be huge because, you know, the focus is gonna be on him because, you know, him versus Kyrie coming back. You know, all those questions coming up, man. They can make a powerful statement, but you know, people are just creatures of the moment. They want to be. At the head of the pack at that moment, they didn't want to go ahead and get back in the comfort zone and, you know, go back to doing what they, you know, they do every single day. And, you know, I see the movement dying again soon.
Yeah,
man, it's gonna have to just come out and like Trump gonna have to just order costume, like, hey man, just like just be like on national TV, you kill anybody of color, you'll get off. Don't worry about it. You know, just start killing now, you know?
Yeah.
They're videotaping it and, you know, just showing people just getting slaughtered. And it's like, oh, nothing will be done to him, man. It's all about, man, in the end, man, just white supremacy is about self-preservation for white people, because their numbers are dwindling. They are the minority globally, and they know it. And that's why they get mad when the women date outside their race, or the men, but most of the women date outside their race. They get mad at that because, you know, it's quote unquote diluting the, you know, the cult, diluting the race.
Yeah.
Making them smaller globally, man. But it's crazy how such a small group controls everything, man. The motherfuckers have been working since day one. But hey, you gotta somewhat give props to the ultimate thief. The ultimate thieves, dude. Point blank.
Yeah.
Point blank, period.
From the beginning.
From the beginning, man.
From the beginning.
Yeah, dude, but I don't know, man. It's other than that, I see.
Shout out to Kenny Stills, too, though, for, you know, challenging everybody like last week, because he said, yo, where y'all at?
And that was before Trump even said anything. So, yeah, shout out to Kenny Stills, dude. So he was on it. And then another thing, man, it's like, Anjan Barajal, he's a lineman for the Steelers.
You mean Alejandro?
Alejandro, yeah.
Anderson Barajal is the center for the Warriors, man.
I fucked that up. What's his name?
Alejandro Villanueva.
There you go. There it is. Yeah. That shit all sound the same off the tongue.
You used to. I said salsa. You brought me salsa.
So yeah, well, I'm sorry, man, butchering his name, but you know the Pittsburgh Steelers decided not to even come out to the field.
Yeah.
To, you know, saying protest, they stayed inside. But he just, you know, he was the sole member that came out and saluted the flag because he was an Army Ranger.
Yeah.
So you definitely see why he did it. And now he said he unintentionally threw his teammates under the bus. Because of what he did, but he was just standing up for what he believes in, because, you know, he came into this, you know, he was here in this country, and he fought for this country, and he always was, you know, he was
ex-veteran.
Ex-veteran, and he was raised in the country, and he was treated right. He was treated right since day one. So, to him, America done him no wrong.
Well, because he's fighting the war that they tell him to fight.
Exactly.
He's indoctrinated. Yeah. He don't know no better for himself.
All soldiers are like that.
He's indoctrinated.
Yeah.
Like, what else could you possibly know? It's hard to see the devil that you work for when you're working for him.
Yeah, man. Especially if you taught it since you were a child.
Yeah.
Well, we stood for the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know if they still do it now in school.
No, they don't. They cut it out.
Ah!
Which is ironic. They cut out prayer, and they cut out the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, that kind of makes me think, okay, if you're going to cut that out in school, why is it such a big deal that we do it in sports?
You know, I didn't notice. I read this in an article. The NFL didn't start having players go out for the national anthem until 2009. I did not know that.
Yeah. It hadn't been long.
Yeah. So, another way NFL, you know, put their foot in their mouth, but they did that to, you know, show support toward soldiers, so they can find a way to monetize that. It's all about fucking monetizing.
It was a scheme.
Yeah, man.
It was a scheme from the beginning.
Yeah, man. Whatever. Whenever you see a big private corporation do anything, or another group, it's to find a way to monetize it, man. So if you see breast cancer awareness month is coming next month, they're monetizing that. Yeah, man.
To get more viewers.
Yep.
To get more sponsorships. You know, and that's basically what it is. It's not because they care.
Nah, they don't give a fuck, man. They don't give a damn, dude. They do not give a hot damn. But, shit. Other than that, man, you excited about, you know, the NBA season is coming up?
Yes and no. All these niggas teaming up together, man. This is getting boring. There's no variety anymore. And pretty soon there's only going to be, I mean, now there is only like two teams left, but I, you know, I don't know, man. I guess I don't really know how long I'm going to, you know, dive into this NBA season. I'll probably just, you know, I'll watch maybe the first 2 weeks. I might watch around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably watch the All-Star stuff, and then after that, it's straight to the playoffs. Cause I'm not really interested in the marathon of the NBA season anymore. Cause it's there's no variety.
Yeah, it's not, man. Cause the East literally has two teams that they'll meet, and they have three teams. I'll put the Wizards in there, man. John Wall can ball. there's three teams, two and a half teams. Yeah, they ain't going nowhere. So two and a half teams in the East. And then let's break down the West. We got Warriors, we got Thunder, we got Houston, we got Spurs. Yeah. Who am I missing? That's it, ain't it? Warriors, Thunder, Houston, Spurs.
Yeah.
That's it, man. So it's only like seven teams it's only like really like three teams that are viable to win a championship this year, man.
And to be honest, we got to see, before we can even count those other teams, like Houston, we got to see it first.
Like, we got to see them actually make it. You're right, man. You're definitely right about that.
We actually got to see Boston, you know, get to the Eastern Finals. Because to be honest, man, I just don't see it. I don't see Kyrie, one, they might get to the playoffs. But I don't see them going very far because Kyrie just – I have to see how his game is switched up. I have to see it.
This is what he wanted. He said he tired of being on a team that's just a focal on just one player. He said he wanted to be a part of a team. So,
I think he's going to revert right back to the player that he was before LeBron came there.
Yep.
That's what I honestly believe. And that team is not going to go anywhere.
It's going to be funny. That team is like – below 500 by All Star break. That shit is gonna be fucking hilarious, dude. But and then it's gonna be some stories that are gonna come from everybody moving to the West. So it's gonna be kind of fabricated because you know if the 76ers stay healthy, they're like, oh, they coming on. I'm like, motherfuckers, nobody in the East.
Yeah.
So if they make the playoffs, is it because nobody in the fucking East anymore, man? So I don't want to hear it because they should make the playoffs with who they have. Shit. They should.
Yeah, I mean it's a nice young squad.
Yeah, the media's gonna blow it up like, oh man, the future's here. Like, no, nobody's on the East, motherfucker.
Trust the process, nigga.
Yeah, trust the process. I'm a knee. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. I'm gonna get this shit out. We are a weekly show that comes on every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcast and services. That's iTunes, Audio Mac, Stitcher, and YouTube. And then you can also follow us on your favorite social media sites, which is Twitter at Blank Canvas ECST, and Instagram, where the hoes be shaking their ass and thinking they doing something for free, at Blank Canvas ECST, and on Facebook as well at Blank Canvas ECST. Without further ado, let's get to the news.
Let's get it.
All right, ST, man, what you got, man? What's been popping over the weekend?
All right, well, you know, of course, Monday, Senator Susan Collins says she will oppose the GOP plan that's going to overhaul Obamacare.
Jesus Christ.
So 45's plan to get rid of Obamacare, you can just chalk that up as a massive failure. I mean, it's fitting. Because of his, you know, his blatant necessity for causing division, man. I think it took so long for people to open their eyes, man. I hate it. And the bad thing is, potentially, we got three more years of this clown in office.
Yeah, we got three more years, man. He ain't getting impeached. Like, they can, like, secretly tape him in the White House. right now saying, I hope that nigger dies, and be talking about a random black person, they'll be like, oh man, that was, he was saying gumbo, or saying some other shit, man. Like, he ain't going nowhere, man. Get ready, man. We in for 4 years of this. Maybe eight, man.
It's possible. It's possible, but I don't know, man. I feel like he could be the first president in a while to not get reelected.
I hope so. I really, really hope so, man. Cause all they're doing, like, I was kind of skeptical, man, about Obama getting in and the backlash that was going to come from it.
Yeah.
Because, man, I'm telling you, I don't remember. Some of y'all do not remember how some Americans were acting when Obama got in, man. They were talking about people came to some games with the Obama doll on lynching Obama, had him just hanging from like a little tree that was carrying it, talking about he's not our president, what is his birth certificate, trying to just use that as an excuse to get him out.
Just because 45 said that bullshit.
Yeah, man. And is it like, I just knew that the polar opposite was going to come. And I was like, man, I literally was like, man, Trump has a chance.
Yeah.
Because so many people, so many racists are in this, on this country were just disgusted.
Yeah.
By Obama being president for 8 years, that it was almost a shoo-in for Trump to win, man. And he won. Yeah. And then his whole political stance or his whole political campaign was off of just, you know, showing support to those voters. Like, hey, man, Midwest America, I'm here for you. And most people in the Midwest, you know, those kind of people, man.
They've never heard that before.
Nah, man. Like, I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to create jobs. That motherfucker ain't creating any jobs.
Yeah.
Tell me they're going to get plants over here. I haven't heard anything about plants. I haven't heard shit about the wall. So, man.
As a matter of fact, I think 45 wants to eliminate a minimum wage.
He fucking up the people that put him in.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't care about y'all. He does not care. Like, why does it take? Yeah. You straight. Like, why does it take, you know, your family to suffer and barely scratch to stay alive in order for you to realize that, you know, the person that you want in office so bad does not care about you? How long does it take, man? How long does it take?
I don't know, man. Until you get deported.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it's gonna take. That's what it's going. Yeah. Hey! Yeah, man. That's insane.
It it's just funny, man. Like, to see how much of a child 45 acts like. Like, the whole thing with him disinviting Steph Curry to the White House.
Yeah, man. Speak on that, man. That was stupid.
He didn't want to come in the first place.
That's what I'm saying.
So how are you going to disinvite somebody who didn't want to come there? Like, I don't understand, man. He's so childish, and he's bringing the value of being the American president down. If anything, 45 is lowering the bar of the seat of the most powerful man in the free world. And it's become so much of a joke that, you know, foreign countries are looking at us and just saying, how did y'all let this happen?
Yeah, man, it's definitely insane, man. But I gotta definitely give props to Greg Popovich. He just kind of you know, said what, you know, what everybody with a logical mind has been saying for centuries and decades, man. He was just like, man, I don't think a lot of white people know what being white means. He's like, the only thing. Yeah. Only benefit of, you know, being white is we have a 100 meter dash and we're already at the 50. And then we're looking at people of other colors just saying, hey, why can't you keep up? He was like, man, he's like, we've come out the womb with all these advantages And we choose.
And don't even realize it.
Don't, yeah. Some people don't even realize the people that do choose to overlook it and say, I got here on my own merit. And then discredit the to see an Indian female in, you know, in Silicon Valley, or exactly like an African American, you know, female or male in Silicon Valley, or how they had to work twice as hard to get to where you are, and you had to just pretty much breeze through life and, you know, just get like B's in college and then just apply for the job and just walk in and just be like, hey, he's just like a straight shooter. He can get the job done.
Yeah,
man. It's like, man, Greg Popovich just kept it real, man. He's like, we just, as white people, we still don't understand what being white means, and we're still trying to figure that out. And while they're doing that, it's becoming of the oppression of people of color. And that's what pretty much being white is right now. That's the definition of being white right now in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They're still trying to find their way, and they're okay with just having these benefits on the earth.
Yeah, well, Pop, you know, Pop always keeps it real.
Yeah, Pop always keeps it real, man.
That's one thing I can respect about him, is he's never, you know, he's never going to shy away from telling the truth.
Never, man.
It's embarrassing, dude. Like, we can't continue this way.
It really can't, man. Something's going to come to a head eventually, and it's like shit about to get thick, dude. People understand this. People are hoping that nothing becomes of this. This can get worse.
Yeah, it could.
This can get worse real quick and fast in a hurry, dude. Like, man, this could be insane. Did you hear about this this politician that was texting a teenager, sexting a teenager, he getting 13 years in jail?
Yeah, I did. You know, I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised at all.
Man, you can't let your third eye, your nether regions, man, guide you, dude. You can't, man. I know you get bored and, you know what I'm saying, you're thinking that, you know, which this is like wrong and disgusting. And he's like, you know how pedophiles think, man. It's untouched goods. You know, it's all fresh, it's new, and it hasn't been pulled on. It's not saggy or nothing like that. And they can mold it. They can mold it into what they want to mold it into, man. It's pathetic, man. Like, talk to some people your own age, dude. I thought when I saw that article, I just kind of just shook my head, just like, man, that'll make any sense. But that shit happens all the time.
Yeah,
that shit happens all the time, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Man. Yeah. It's disgusting, dude.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I think people that, you know, like that really need to be. Need to be evaluated.
Yeah, your psychiatric evaluation.
Yeah,
I think people in public service needs to have a psychiatric evaluation, man. Like police officers, parole officers, wardens of prisons, politicians, anybody that holds any kind of power, they need to have yearly psychological tests. Doctors,
shoot, even our veterans.
Veterans, yeah, man, they need it the most, man, so they can get help and just don't put them on a fucking pill and be like, hey, go on about your day. This pill, you know, get you through. Cause like, man, people just, that's all from my experience going through the medical field when I was, you know, sick during, you know, my past like 4 months and I was really sick. All they were doing was just like, hey man, here's some pills, man. Like, let's see if these pills do it for you. If not, we'll go from there. It's just like a protocol that they go through, and motherfuckers don't look, they look like they don't care. They want to kill themselves. They just don't have any kind of sympathy for the patient. Cause I guess you see people in pain every day and it numbs you to it. But yeah, man, they need help too. They need relax. They need to have some kind of, I'm trying to say where like doctors and people that work in public service, they pretty much have a rotation that they work. So they say that they're on a year, off a year, so they can kind of recoup mentally to come back in and do the job they're supposed to do. But you know what I'm saying? We're so money hungry, that'll never happen. Well, like, give them more vacations than anybody else, man, because the suicide rate of doctors is extremely high.
Yeah.
That's like the highest profession for suicides. I just get out. I'm going to be doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Especially, yeah. especially if I'm in good health, man. I'm going to say, fuck it. I'm going to go do something else. I'm going to go sell apples some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, that shit. But, yeah, man, it's... I'm not surprised, dude, man, but it's been a real like weak news weekend because of, oh look at this motherfucker. They got Jerry Jones out here standing with the players during the national anthem, knowing that under his skin he's just like these niggers in here to get in line.
Yeah. He was one of them that invested in Trump.
Yeah, him, Sean Conn, there's a lot of them. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, so everybody's locked arms and everybody's on the knee.
Yeah.
Everybody's on the knee except for, oh, even Jerry Jones, look at him, he's just looking like, don't take a picture of me.
I remember this when the NFL contract disputes come.
Hell yeah, like when it's just coming, yeah man, cause.
When it comes due, niggas, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you're in trouble. Hell yeah man, cause they don't, deep down they really didn't want to do that. He really did not want to do that, but they.
Oh, they
did it, man, because everybody else did it, man. This whole.
No, they did it. They only think about the pockets, man.
Man,
they only think about pockets.
And when people realize that we have the power to affect change, it's going to have to be economically. Through the pockets, and how you do that is, all you have to do is just find out who supports whatever private company that you're funding. Find out who the sponsors are. No longer buy their shit. Yeah. And then no longer buy NFL jerseys. And then all that shit will go by the wayside. Then they'll be like, you know what, Kaepernick was right. Let's let him back in the league. But until their pockets get hit, then I don't give a fuck, man.
All they care
about is about the bottom line. In the end, it's about the bottom line, man. If you can affect their pockets, that's it. That's all. That's the only thing that'll get people in line.
Yeah.
And then they try to be slick. Like for every like national anthem I saw, they try to get a black person to sing national anthem. And I will say, you know, hats off to the people that did it. And after they sung it, they took a knee, and they got Jordan Sparks out here singing. Let's see what she does, but. Oh, she got Proverbs 31:8-9 on her hand. This is like, man, it's like some people you're not. It's just, it's only so many people that we can affect and make change to, man. It's like, well, it's always gonna be hatred on this planet, man. You can't erase hatred completely. I wish you could. I really wish you could, man. But it's tough when you have. You know, systems in place like, you know, gender classification, economic classification, you know, race, you know, classifying everybody with race, man. They knew what they were doing with all this stuff, man. It creates divisiveness, man.
Yeah, I think it begins before all of that. Before you can get into the system, you have to go into the homes. That's where it starts.
Oh, yeah, man. Just like I saw a poignant photo. I saw a real poignant photo of a KKK rally, and one of the head wizards, I don't know why they call them motherfuckers wizards, because they motherfuckers are dumb as shit, almost all of them, was out there with his kid and just teaching him the ways. The kids get taught that junk.
Yeah.
Man, come out the womb. And it's just like another black doctor. Like, just at that time, this lady was saying that she will not let this doctor wait on her child because he was black. And I think she was in Canada. Yeah. I was like, man, your kid might become even more sick. Or
didn't
die.
She let him die?
No, man. They took her out of the hospital, so she went somewhere else.
There was a case in which a white lady let her kid die because the black dude was the doctor was black.
I would have been like, man.
I think she went to jail too. If I'm not mistaken.
Shit, if I was a female, that was me being sick. Like, mom, I've been penetrated by black cock. Like, let me go ahead and get this shit done. This ain't nothing new to me, you know what I'm saying? Daryl, like, spread my walls out, like, every Wednesday when you're gone. You think I'm with Jimmy? I'm with Daryl getting dug out, okay? So let me go ahead and get the help. Let me get the help that I need. I'm trying to live so I can get back to Daryl. Like, shit. Oh, God, dog. Boy, man, it's just fucking pathetic, man.
Yeah.
It's fucking pathetic, dude. Well, yeah, man, that's pretty much all that happened, man. That's what the country's really focused on right now, man. It's just like, yeah, they're still trying to change the narrative of, you know what I'm saying, it's, you know, going against the flag, going against military, because that's what the powers that be are creating that narrative to keep it off the true issue, because they know if it came out to the true issue, and they had to, you know what I'm saying, make things equal, man, it would cause a huge paradigm shift in this country, and they don't want that, man. They do not want this paradigm shift, man. And the thing,
like, I just want us to get to a conversation. They don't even want
to get there, man.
I know.
But it
comes to a point where, like I said this, you know, a couple episodes ago, that, you know, the protest is going to get old, like it's going to get stale, and it's going to come to a point where it's like, okay, when are we going to actually start having a conversation? Or when are we actually going to start, you know, doing things to not only supplement our protest, but to further inform people that we ain't playing about this bullshit no more?
Yeah, man. To be honest, man, I love my people, man, but a lot of us still fucking around too much, and we're not willing to actually put in the work that's needed to get stuff done, man. Because everybody want to be chiefs, nobody want to fucking be Indians.
Yeah.
And then some people that want to be chiefs can't even rub two pennies together or not done anything for themselves to begin with, man. And it's gonna come to it, like the way that we're gonna fix ourselves is we're gonna have to just pretty much seclude ourselves, man. Or separate ourselves from society and focus on, you know, like we said a couple episodes, black love, black social economic empowerment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We literally have to erase like a century worth of brainwashing that's going on till this day to get ourselves on equal footing. But until we get rid of the cools and get rid of the women that, you know, like the way that it is and don't want that shit to change, you know what I'm saying? It's going to remain the same.
And set up by men to fall to the system.
Yeah, to fall to the system, man. And it's like, until we, it's just like, think about why Malcolm X is not here. Think about why Martin Luther King's not here. Think about why the Black Panthers are not here, how they got infiltrated by the FBI. Just think about all other groups that were about black empowerment and black, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Just, you know, they're pretty much just taking care of ourselves. Any group we just become independent from the system, the shit got destroyed. Economic independence, man. It's just like, they've always destroyed it, but we have to get back there as a whole. We have to go to black businesses and be comfortable spending our money with our own people. We're still not comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's just like we go out of our way to go to, you know, Kim's, you know what I'm saying, lace front, you know, Parkway, you know what I'm saying, to get some lace fronts and not getting it from anybody else that's, you know, that's like them, man. It goes back to self-hate. Yeah. It goes back to brainwashing, man. That's it. We have to get to that point, man, where we wake up or, you know, quote unquote woke. And I fucking hate that shit. I hate that word so much. Yeah. Oh, God, I hate that word. Yeah, because I heard somebody on ESPN talking about, you know, Grandpapa bitch is woke. And I turn that shit off. I'm like, man, I'm done for the week. I was like, man, I'm fucking done, dude. I can't do it, man. Can't do it.
Yeah.
That's what I think it's going to take. That's exactly what it's going to take, man. And this, think about it. And then, like we always say, man, people are scared when they see somebody that's pro-black, because the motherfucker's waking up and notice what you got to be to be successful. And they try to push pro-black as being anti-white. They try to use that as a device to get distract us from the real issue, man. We're just distracted. It's just like we're a cat.
Extremely.
It's just like we're a cat, and you know what I'm saying? The white supremacists are the red laser pointer, and they just point that shit everywhere, man. And we're just like, pussy, Jordans, Yeezys, you know what I'm saying? That's all it is, man. That's all this shit.
We gotta get out of our own way.
Yeah. That's it, man.
Yeah. We got to get out of our own way. We got to start doing things right, you know, the way they're supposed to be, you know, as far as, especially as far as running business. Cause ain't nothing worse than going to a black business and they don't even know how to run it right. That right there, that makes you want to go to a white business because it frustrates you so much. It's like, why can't you just do right? Why can't you just, you know, learn from your competitors and, you know, and operate how they do. Like that, it's stuff like that that just makes you see like, okay, I know why we fail. I know why we can't never get right. I know why, you know, we don't ever break bread with each other because we don't know how to do right. And it takes us, number one, to teach and number two, to actually learn. Like we don't take that time to do that stuff, to teach or learn. So, you know, until we start doing this stuff, until we get out of our own way, we're going to always be 2-3 steps below than where we should be.
And this is what I want my black listeners that are listening today. This is what I want you to do right now. I want you to, you know, get out your Android phone, your iPhone, you got your computer, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Minimize Pornhub, you know what I'm saying? We'll come to that in a second. You know, and I want you to go, you just type in your favorite white celebrity. And then I want you to go and punch in your favorite black celebrity that has money. And I want you to seriously, like, look at them and look at their lives and go through their social media. And if you feel more enamored and happy for the white actor more than you do the black person's success, you have self-hate within you. You need to get that shit out of you pronto. So let's say you get LeBron and you see LeBron with his wife and kids and you see how he went from, you know, being just a kid from Akron and the chosen one, and he's going up to, you know, made himself to what he is now, and he's uplifted brothers into prominent roles in the NBA and the business world. Yeah. So you can't say he a coon. You might not like, you know what I'm saying, how he plays or what he's done, you know what I'm saying, in the league, you know, making super teams and shit and influencing the league, but other than that, man, he's doing what needs to be done.
And then, He made it apparent.
And then people hating on that. You know what I'm saying? Because Phil Jackson called them posses and all of those stuff. That's another, like, code word for nigger. Posse thug. All that shit, man. But, and then look at somebody like Leonardo DiCaprio or Jake Gyllenhaal or what's that motherfucking name from Pirates of the Caribbean?
What is that nigga's name? Look. Johnny Depp.
Now look at them and seriously, look at them, just be like, hey, man, I'm happy for your success, and I can applaud your success. And if, you know, if it's equal on both sides, then you may be okay. But if you're just like, you look at LeBron or you look at Denzel Washington, you're just like, man, it's just a little bit, like a little bit of just hate just come out of you, man. You just have some self-hate in you, man. You got to just work this shit on out. And like, literally, like, just think about why do you hate? Why do you hate LeBron's success so much? Is it because... Is it because you don't have it yet? You're not in the, you know, you're not in the right position where you want to be in life right now. You know what I'm saying? That could be a point of it. Just know it will get better.
Yeah.
You know, just know it will get better if you put forth some effort.
Yeah, keep your head down.
Yeah, keep your head down and keep grinding.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but that's a good test that you can do for yourself, man. If, you know, and sometimes you look in the mirror. If you can't look in the mirror and like yourself, man, maybe some self-hate there as well.
Probably so.
Yeah, probably so, man. Man, we ain't really got nothing else for the news, do we?
Nah, well.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I guess the further the conversation on the race, you know, racial division, man. On Sunday, a black man walked into a white church, a predominantly white church, and shot up a bunch of people. I think one died. I think eight were hurt or something like that. And, you know, he was a young man. I think he was like 26, 27 years old. And the first thing I thought about is just like, okay, yeah, it just goes back to the fact that we are not teaching anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, we are not teaching our young people to fight with their brains.
Yeah, channel. You got. Yeah, that's the thing, man. It's just like we don't know how to channel our anger, man.
Yeah.
We just will not channel our anger because of the position that we're put in, because of the system that was created to hold us down.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do with that energy, man. That's why people, you know, get like, you know, get rims, get shiny cars, get a gang of tattoos, have a whole bunch of Jordans, always just showing, you know, what they have, just materialistic things, but they're not trying to, you know, pretty much, you know, enhance themselves as far as mentally, man. It's always just about materialistic things, and that was taught to us through TV, through what we see outside. It's almost like a, symbiote, man. Just like, if we could just influence a group of people, that shit, they'll just drown out everybody. Everybody would want to conform to it because it's a thing to do. You want to be socially accepted, man. That's what I've always, that's what, it always comes back to that, man. When I always see somebody doing something out of the norm on Twitter or Instagram, it's like, man, he just wants somebody to just be like, hey, look at me for a second. In the end, I've said this multiple times on the show, man. In the end, what everybody wants is to be socially accepted and just to be seen. Because when you get to a point in life where you grow up and you're just like, wait a minute, the world doesn't revolve around me. That fucks up so many people, dude.
Yeah.
That sends so many people to a tizzy. It's just like, man, it's like the world don't revolve around me. Like what I told when I was a kid was a lie. Like I'm just a number. And if you don't know how to compartmentalize that, that's when you start getting into drug use. That's when you start just like getting into sex. That's when you start getting into a whole bunch of just damaging things and not trying to use your time on this planet to uplift people or try to do something to be remembered by, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we look at all the, you know, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody or anything, but, you know, look at, you know, all the women that like on these reality shows, like, you know, Basketball Wives and, you know, Housewives of Atlanta and New York and Potomac and wherever else, you know, it's the same thing. When they realize that the world doesn't really revolve around them, they go to these extraneous extents to, you know, be seen or be heard from. And at the end of the day, no one really cares still. Yeah. But, you know, as long as they get that recognition within their circle, then, you know, the world is, you know, everything is good.
Yeah, man, just like getting, you know, that's just the evolution of ass shots and, you know, breast enhancement, man. It's just like,
yeah, poor self-esteem.
This is what I got to do to be seen by who, what you mean, and be desired by who, what you mean, man. So I got to do it. And a lot of women have lost their lives or in jail right now for, you know, doing.
Or have just totally fucked up their bodies.
Yeah, dude. I remember I saw this one woman that had a real messed up butt. Somebody tell me, hey, she loved the ant life. That kind of butt she had, man. Like, you want to see it. I think that junk is up on a World Star. That was my time going up on a World Star, dude. And I was just like, what the hell? Yeah, man, speaking of which, dude, I saw this, speaking of police violence, man, I saw this, they had a video I saw on Twitter, this cop just shooting this kid because he just couldn't handle the situation. And the kid, like, they were tussling on the ground. Then the kid got up, I guess he had a switchblade, so the cop was just like, fuck my taser, my mace, let me just go and get my gun. Yeah. And he unloaded 7 shots into him, dude. And he shot him 6 times. It was like, you. And then, like, the boy was like, no, you. And then, like, he like just turned around. Like, I'm real, man. That's how it happened. And, I guess the cop was like, oh, he's still breathing. Let me finish this shit. And then, like, he literally, like, just stumbled back at him. Like, you can see the exact moment that he lost his life, man, because his body went limp. And I was just like, damn, man. And of course, I watched it a couple of times, and then they showed it from another angle. Because, you know, everybody's a reporter. They had one angle that was outside of a car, another angle that was inside of a car. And then some people had to, you know, change the narrative and show just a part of the shooting. And then one person was like, I bet y'all didn't see this part, though. And it showed the 15-year-old actually wrestling with the cop. And, man, police training, man. I might just, you know, join.
I don't think they train at
all. They don't train. Like, if you feel threatened, man, pull out this Glock, man. You good. Like, that's what I think it happened. Because they have tasers and mace on them as well. The first thing I was.
They never utilize it.
Never utilize it, man. Like, them motherfuckers be like, until they have dust on them. Remember, like, the first thing I want to do is tase somebody. Because it's funny to see somebody shake like that. But they'll still survive. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the cop that you know hit you with the taser to have you dancing when you're on the ground. I'm like dancing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I'll mace you, and I'll just be like talking to you, like it burns, don't it? You know what I'm saying?
Even if they had
a gun, I would at least try to hit them with the taser first, and then I'll try to talk to them. But then if they were trying to kill me, then I would go from there, man. But they just like everybody instead of just like pulling the tape back, they break the glass, man, and just pull alarm down hard.
Yes, they do.
it's fucking insane, man. It's fucking insane. Yeah. But man, shit, we ain't got nothing else to talk about, man. Let's get to this juicy topic that we got this week.
Let's get it.
All right, man. So y'all liked our last, you know, a couple episodes we were talking about relationships, but this one's gonna be a little bit different. So you know, hear us out. We're gonna talk about the dangers of interracial dating for black men and women. And the reason I bring that up is because there's just a string of articles that I just saw, man, over like the past 2 or 3 weeks from Albert Hainsworth saying that he's been with his Caucasian girlfriend and saying she will call him nigger and beat on him. And he's publicly come out and say that, you know, he doesn't like, you know, black women, you know what I'm saying, multiple times. Too recently, man, this
he looked like a little bitch anyway.
Yeah. I remember I saw him when I was working at Best Buy, man. He came in to get some batteries and he was looking at me like, you know who I am, so don't say nothing. And I was like, man, fuck you. You ain't all that good anyway. That was like that was right before I ain't gonna front. That was right before he got his contract with the Washington Redskins. He was still a Tennessee Titan.
Yeah.
And he came in. And I was like, because I'm the kind of person, like, y'all know me. If y'all been listening since day one, if I see a celebrity, like, oh, that's a celebrity. Because I've sat next to Larry Bird and having dinner in Tennessee, man. I was just like, oh, it's Larry Bird. Chomp, chomp, chomp. I don't give a fuck. And, like, motherfuckers coming up, like, halfway across the restaurant, like, hey man, I love you, man. Can I get an autograph? I'm like, man, I'm trying to eat my moon of a hammy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get that shit done. But yeah, like him and then this other football player named Jordan Poyer. His white girlfriend told him not to protest the anthem at all, and he did not this weekend.
Wow.
Like that pussy must be on fire.
she just got his balls in her purse. That's all that is.
Really do, man. Like, if you don't deal, you're not getting none of this. And I was like, I'm a football player. I can get him somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, bro. You hold up, man.
You a doctor, man.
You a whack ass nigga. If you ain't even married to some girl and she got your balls like that. Like, nigga, come on, man. You could get that shit from anywhere.
Hell yeah, dude.
Man, get the fuck out of here. You gotta be kidding. Man, nigga.
Yeah, dude. Just like, I would look at her and be like, wait a minute. I look at her, then look at my helmet, and be like, do you not know you can't be replaced?
like, bitch, you see this?
you know I got a game on Sunday, and I can just be like, hey, watch the game, and her vagina will get wet automatically?
Bitch, you could get moved out on Thursday.
Hey, all set. Shit. No, bitch, it ain't nothing, man. But and then, man, I remember I saw a video like a year ago where this black female was like videotaping. It was like right at the beginning of Kaepernick's protest. She was videotaping her boyfriend talking about Kaepernick kneeling, and he was calling him a nigger. And I was like, wait a minute, if you think he a nigger, what you think she is?
Yeah.
She was like, I don't think you need to be using those terms, you know what I'm saying? And then he was just like, hey, if you side with him, you're a nigger too. And she just sat there. She was like,
you just
mad right now, honey. That's not you. And I'm just like, man, how lost can you be?
Yeah.
The dangerous thing about that is, man, they can turn on you.
Oh yeah.
They can lower your self esteem even more and make you have even more self hate when you're with them. Because even if you're laying up with them, man, like half the time when people interracially date is because they kind of have a fetish, or especially if it's not an organic relationship where you just like you're out looking for it.
Yeah,
just have a fetish for that race, man. And it's rare that you'll see somebody, like you see like a sister with like a white dude and they actually get married.
Yeah.
There's not some ulterior motive behind it. It's like, man, I just want to get a notch under my belt and I wanted it to be, you know what I'm saying, brown chocolate or brownie wownie or something like that, you know? It's like, you got to know that even if you are dating outside of your race as a black man or a black woman, that person can still hold their superior, quote unquote, white superior views still while penetrating you or getting penetrated by you. And that's the case in point with Albert Hainsworth. Like, she's still, no matter how many times they had sex, they got a kid together. So if she sees Albert Hainsworth as a nigga, what she see her mixed child as?
Yeah.
In the end, as a nigger, man, and another thing that's dangerous about it is, man, if you're, let's say you're a multimillionaire, you marry your wife, you don't have a will yet, and you die, all that money go towards her, all that money you cycle back into the white community, none of that money goes towards your people, unless you have a will saying, I want to leave it to, you know, the NAACP, or, which is white owned, or, you know what I'm saying, the... Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, they got
it's
this shit
so backwards.
They got this shit still the fuck up, dog. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
But
that's so stupid.
Yeah, dude. It's just like you can't. Like, it's okay to interracially date. You know, I haven't done it. I don't see myself doing it. It can still happen, but you still have to know who you are while you're doing
yeah.
it. And that's the one thing that we don't get that every other race group of people get, and that's dangerous within itself. And then you start, you know what I'm saying, start looking at your parents a different way. If they don't condone it, saying, man, you know, you'll disown your family for them, and you have to sacrifice everything for them. And sometimes in the opposite direction, they have to do it too. Once the parents find out that if they're really serious about it, you know what I'm saying, they'll get disowned too. So you kind of, if you know, if they truly love you, I'm talking about people that's just doing this junk for a fetish, just to get, you know, get off of that, get a notch under their belt.
For the wrong reasons.
Yeah, for the wrong reasons. People that interracial dating for the wrong reasons, man. Like, hey, I just want to get with a black chick because they look like they can throw it. They can throw it well, or, you know. Or the black dudes, like, you know, because we always heard the rumor ever since we were in school talking about white girls get the best head, so let me find out, you know. Yeah. So that's that rumor. That's still going on to this day. And I want to ask, is it true? No, I'm just kidding. But, or am I? But no. But, man, it's just, I guess it's that curiosity that we have. And then I go back to just like, you know, like I said before, just the self-hate that we have for each other as we don't see, you know what I'm saying, ourselves as desirable. And that can be dangerous too, because that could dwindle our numbers.
Yeah.
I continuously, you know, which is okay. I don't want people to be like, man, EC is, you know, all, you know, ain't about the swirling. I don't care what you do. Just don't lose yourself within it doing it.
Yeah.
And I literally wanted to sit down with Albert Hainsworth and be like, man, what you feel about sisters now? He'll probably just be like, hey, man, you know, I still feel the same way. Like, man, another case in point, man, look at Robert Gifford III.
Hell yeah.
And look at, you still,
hell
yeah. ST, he's like, hell yeah. That motherfucker, like, if he got dumped by this, cause pretty much he had a white wife. He dumped her for his side chick, and she's white, which is fine, man. But if you can just sit down and just talk to that dude, you can kind of tell that he doesn't really truly know who he is.
He
kind of seems like that I'm OJ type of black dude.
Yep, he's lost in the sauce.
He's lost, dude. Or like what people like to say right now, they're in a sucking place, and I hate that shit too. When y'all gonna figure it out, I hate a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know by now, I hate a lot of shit, man. But yeah, like he's in a quote-unquote sucking place, like from the Get Out movie. But you kind of, it's just blatant, man. I'm surprised. I'm going to keep it real with you, man. I'm surprised that Russell Wilson with Ciara. I'm real surprised.
He's
going to double down on another one.
Yeah, because what he had the chick that he was married to in college, right? And then I think he went white again. And then he went with Ciara.
Yeah, he sure did.
But then again, like, if you think about it, I think Sierra's to a point now where she thinks she white anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, does it really count?
I'm gonna keep real with you, man. You stupid. Because of what she puts on her birth certificate, I guess it counts. But you can kind of tell that Sierra has always had a plan since day one, where she was just like, "Hey, if this music career don't work out, man, I'm gonna find me a ball and I'm gonna slash on. And I'm gonna keep this train rolling. I'm gonna make sure I keep my skin looking popping. I can dance with people like that. And I'm gonna make sure I stay in the limelight that way, just like her and fine ass Carrie Hilson, Miss Carrie, baby. Carrie Hilson did that shit too, man. Cause she talking about I'm gonna date me a regular dude, and she ended was another baller.
We knew that shit was.
But yeah, man, I ain't hating, man. You gotta do what you have to do, man. Cause hey, times are hard, and you gotta.
Yeah.
I would want to be, you know what I'm saying, economically, you know, comfortable. If all I had to do was just, you know what I'm saying, choose, you know, hang around the right crowds and try to find the right qualities in somebody. Yeah. Just, you know, so I won't be poor, man. I don't blame females to do that if the man's willing to hold her down. It's true love. You can't blame that. Can't blame sisters for that, man.
Yeah.
But it's extremely dangerous, man, for, especially in this climate that we're in right now, really, to interracially date right now. In the climate that we're in. You can get set up, man. Just like that dude off of The Bachelor. You heard about that?
Yep. What happened?
Yeah, there was a guy at The Bachelor was making out with this with one of the white girls on the show, and it was like a spinoff Bachelor show. I forgot the name of it, but she came out and said that she was drunk when they were having sex and didn't remember it. Now she's calling rape on him when it probably was consensual to begin with, man. So brother,
wow.
Yeah, dude, you gotta watch out for that stuff too, man. You can get called on a rape charge, you know, yeah. right then and there, where she just like, oh yeah, shooting in my eye. You like, yeah, I'm about to, yeah, rape, like, like, rape. Just like, look at Kobe, dude. That girl probably didn't know who he was.
She knew.
Yeah.
I think it could be something as simple as. Like, he didn't shoot it where she wanted him to shoot it.
Yeah.
And then she called rape. Something so stupid.
Yeah, something stupid, dude. That's exactly what happened. It's like, man, that's another thing that could, more so men than women, that, man, you could be called for a rape charge.
Yeah.
Who they gonna believe?
Yeah.
Look at Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
Exactly what he's going through right now, man. He can't get off the snow bunny train, man. He can't get off of it.
He's still not out the woods yet.
Oh, he's not even nearly out the woods, and hopefully he does get out the woods, but some of the text messages say, she literally said on the text messages, because we said this before, she said, who are they going to believe, you a black man or me a white woman?
Yeah.
So she knows the power that the white people, white women have.
She knows the game.
She knows the game. They're going to believe her off top.
Yeah.
That's another dangerous thing that goes with interracial dating, man, right now. It's not worth it. Just know.
A woman that knows the game is a dangerous woman.
And then how you gonna know that she's playing you if she's sly enough, dude? How you gonna know?
Yeah. You won't. Mm-mm. Until you sitting there in handcuffs or, you know, dead somewhere. I don't know.
Get set up.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. This is a dangerous game you're playing doing that jump, man. It's just like, sometimes you gotta. It's going to get to the point now where brother's going to have to have Caucasian women sign a release form before you is any kind of dating or penetration. It need to be like, and you probably still got it at.
The smart ones would do it.
Yep.
But there'll always continue to be a stream of idiots who don't take heed, who, you know, just say, it'll be all right. You know, she's not that kind of person.
Yeah. Yeah,
she wouldn't do that to me.
You know,
there's always going to be that.
If she sucked my dick, man, swallowed my cum, you know what I'm saying? She down for the cause. Right now, man, she's like doing that shit.
That she willing to do anything.
Yeah, man. Like, she did it all, man. I'm talking about, man, ain't no way she going to snitch on me. Like, will. Like, man, who's that outside?
She let me doo-doo in her mouth.
Yeah, I'm about to say that, but I didn't know if I'm going to go there. We think she wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? She let me do a Cleveland steamer. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She said we could do it next week. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm in handcuffs, man. What went wrong?
Yeah.
It's like, you gotta just know who you're laying down with, man. It's almost, it's sad to say, but it's almost like you're laying down with the enemy, man, right now.
Yeah.
I just hate it, man, because then people be like, man, because even I kind of got this rap in the group when y'all first met me. It's like, man, you know, yo, EC, man, is real pro-black, man. It's like, yeah, I've been this way since, like, you met me, ST.
But, I loved it, though.
Yeah, dude, you did. Some of the friends didn't. They tried to, you know, kind of just, you know, put it to the wayside. Like, you know, he's still cool, though. But,
you know, it's funny because, like, you know, when you say that, like, we look at some of the situations that some of our friends are in, and they have dated women who were, you know, not of their own. And, you know, now they're in situations in which they hate the decisions that they made because they went those routes. And, you know, it's funny because we tried to tell them. Well, I know I did.
Oh, yeah. We got two. I just thought about it.
Yeah, man.
And I never get that shit, dude. I never get it. It was the decision. It's just like, where were you?
Yeah.
9/11. Where were you on a decision night? I know exactly where I was on the decision night, and I saw her, and I was just like, no. First thing. That's the first thing that came around, the first thing that came in my mind when I saw him, because I told her, did I tell you, we gonna mess up my boy who it is, but let's call him Bobby. I was like, you'll end up with some snowflakes, snow bunnies. She's like, no, man, no, and that shit happened. And I tried to help Bobby too. I took him to, I took him to Kroger after we was watching the NBA Finals, and I was like, hey, man, you need to get some protection, man. You don't need to be hitting Ninja Raw. You know what I'm saying? And, you know?
Yeah.
He was like, man, fuck this shit, man. I wanna feel it. I wanna feel the fire. Yeah. Feel me. to feel the fire. Yeah. I wanna feel that shit, man. Now he fucked in the game, man. He is so fucked in the game, man. I'm praying for him, man. This shit ain't worth it, man. This shit ain't worth it, man.
He hates it. Yeah. I feel so sorry for him.
I do too, man.
At the same time, I'm like, man, you knew what you were getting into. Like, we tried to tell you, dude. Like, and it's a shame because, you know, the babies are gonna bear witness to all the, you know, the tension between them two.
Yeah, it's gonna make them hate men. Gonna make them hate themselves.
Or be confused about their life.
Yeah, dude, that's gonna be the problem, man. I pray for the children too, dude. That's another thing, man. Yeah. It's like talking to a mixed child. They're so confused, dude. They are so confused. And it's just because it needs to go back to the household. When you have kids, that discussion needs to happen.
Yeah, it does.
When you have a child, let's say I get with Sarah. You know what I'm saying? Sarah ended up breaking me down, you know what I'm saying? Hit me with that good juju. Like, I was still like, hey, we need to let our child know that she's, like, he or she's still gonna be classified as black.
Yeah.
And act accordingly to that. Not saying that you can't hang out with a certain group of people, but just know who you are and know how you would proceed in society and then go from there, man. Cause I remember I went to like a predominantly white school, man. I went to predominantly white school my whole, from K to 12, I went to a predominantly white school, man. And like, when I got to high school, it was like, oh, you changed, man, you changed. Like, no, motherfucker, I saw the light.
Yeah.
It's crazy because all my friends that I had in elementary school and middle school, like, I no longer see them or talk to them. I don't even know what the hell they doing. Like, yeah, man, because like, I pointed out racism when I was like in middle school, man, and like one of my Jewish friends, my only Jewish friend I had, and it was Matt Goldberg. And I remember like shaking his hand and like giving him a high five in middle school, and he like kind of wiped his hands off, and I was just like, hold on, like, man, this shit, it's not gonna come off. I'm like, Matt, it's not gonna come off, and then I cut that motherfucker off that day. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no coon blood in my motherfucking body. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck it. Like, if you can't be around me and accept me for who I am, man, fuck you. Most people be like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, that's okay. You know, you are who you are, man. Then I was hanging out with some other guys, and one of his friends, said nigga around me, I don't talk that motherfucker no more, dude. It's a one strike rule with me, man. Like, that's disrespect, that's disrespect to me.
Yeah.
Not if you trying to be down or cool. You gotta do all that shit to be down or cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I hate about this generation of black kids, man. They just let motherfuckers get labeled shit, dude. It's like, just so happy to be in the number, man. That shit pissed me the fuck off, dude.
Yeah. They forget the rules. They forget the rules. They forget history, or they don't know history.
They want to just be include. They want to be inclusive so bad, man. Not knowing, like in some cases, to your own fucking detriment, man. I'm not saying in all cases, but in most cases, because I have a number of white friends and Asian friends now since I've been in college, man, and I know where they stand. I know who they are. I know they're good people, so I can be around them and I have to watch my back. You know what I'm saying? And he like drive down the wrong road, and he got him and his friends got a got a rope and a gun. Talking about you better either get, either we're gonna kill you this way, or you're gonna kill this way.
Yeah,
man. I have at least like five or six friends I know I would be fine around if we just hung out. And I know if I got drunk, which I don't drink, but if I got drunk around them and I had to like help me get home, you know what I'm saying? I would feel safe to be around them.
Yeah.
Pick and choose your friends, man. That goes beyond race or gender. Oh, yeah. You have to choose your friends wisely, man. If somebody disrespects you in any kind of way, you need to get rid of them. I don't care if they help you get in the popular crowd. They help you they get you access to certain things. But if they get you access, it's pristine access. Don't lose who you are and utilize that access to your advantage and then drop them.
Yeah, I mean, same with the relationships, man. Just don't forget who you are. So many people do, man. They start getting lax on some of the things that they, either grew up on or read up on, and they accept what's not okay.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. And we've said this before on, past episodes, like, not only should you not forget who you are, but you should also remind your significant other who you are. Remind them, like inform them of who you are, where you come from, because in a relationship, don't you supposed to do that anyway? Aren't you supposed to be able to share the layers of who you are and share them with that person? Yeah. This is me. This is what I come from. This is what I believe in. This is how I feel on certain situations like this. If this happens, then this. If that happens, then that. That's just doing your due diligence. Like, just be willing to share all of yourself, all of your experiences, all of who you are to that person, especially if they don't know. Because if they don't know, and especially if they don't care, they will use you, and they will misuse you, rather. And all of a sudden you'll be turning your back on everything that you know.
Yeah, man. Everything you believe in for some sex.
Yeah.
But you know what I blame, man? I blame porn. I blame porn for this issue, dude. Because they glorify and make so much interracial porn, man. They glamorize it, dude. I blame that as well. Because you see that, and then you like, yeah, y'all heated up and stuff, talking about, yeah, I want one of those. I'll see what she can do. Not knowing that sex that you see on porns, anything that happened in the actual bedroom.
No,
man. The hoe be all sweaty and washed, pubic hair everywhere. And
if you don't watch yourself, you'll slowly start to realize you'll slowly start to condition yourself to look towards that other type of person.
Yeah.
That's what porn is. It's so mesmerizing that you can condition yourself to look for other. Look for other races. It's gotten to a point. Oh, yeah, like our friend Bobby. No,
call him Bobby Jr.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Bobby Jr. Well, senior. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Senior. Yeah. Bobby Senior.
Bobby Senior, yeah.
I remember, taking trips to his house and everything.
Hey, you remember that time? Remember that time, man, we saw, like, me and you were in, like, one of the side rooms of his house, and he had, like, a picture of his mom and her friend, and they were, like, really, yeah. They were partying real hard, they were sweating, and they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
That picture was funny as fuck. I don't care. Nobody says that. And our boy Joseph, who was like his name, Joseph, was just like, man, you don't need to see him laughing at your picture like that, man. That's just so funny. Oh god, that shit was so funny, man. It was like, man, I never learned that so hard about life before, man.
I know, dude. I think I might have cramped up laughing so hard.
Oh, dude, I still kind of somewhat remember that picture, too. All right, go back to the store, man. My bad.
You straight. But okay, so we were at Bobby Singer's house, and you know, I was gonna use his computer to check on some stuff. And, like, I noticed, like, this nigga had a whole bunch of, like, porn on his desktop.
Dang.
So, you know. Like, yeah. Yeah, like, you know, it was just out in the open. Like, it was just sitting on the desktop.
It's just like, that's an easy access. Like, right when you get out home, you got to rut one out. And you're like, man, click, let's go.
Pretty much.
Yeah, go ahead.
And, I'm like, hey, all right, let me see what you got. So, I clicked on one, and it was, you know, one after the other. White, 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 white. I was like, come on, where the black porn at? White, 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 white. I was like, hey, nigga, where's the nigga porn at?
What a sample porn.
he's like, man, I don't watch that. I was like, huh? I was like, how are you a black man and you don't watch black people having sex?
Yeah.
He never gave me an answer, but I think then I started to figure it out. I was like, oh shoot, this nigga don't know who he is.
Yeah, you don't.
So
it's all good.
You know, obviously. And I think from ever since then, man, I was just like, you know, okay, well, somebody had to coach him up.
Yeah, dude.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
It's crazy, dude. It's just like, some people are going to want what they want and like what they like, and that's fine. But just don't be looking, don't be surprised when shit hit the fan.
Yeah. I think in that moment, I realized that, you know, he's conditioned to this.
Yeah.
It's not something that he just, you know, it's not something that he just fell into. He's conditioned to it.
Yeah.
So somehow, some way, you know, he still hasn't learned today, but, you know, I don't know. Like, he just won't get his mind right, I guess.
The program worked on him.
Yeah.
The program worked, dude.
And then with, you know, Bobby Jr., man, like, it's just crazy. Because I never thought in my wildest dreams. I mean, I had an idea. Because he, you know, besides hanging out with us in college, he did hang out with, you know, some of his white friends and things, but... You know, I never thought that, you know, for a second that he would actually, you know, get a white woman pregnant. And, you know.
I did.
Actually, yeah. I mean, I
called it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I was just disappointed. Because I just felt like somehow, some way, like I didn't want to wish bad on his situation, but I felt like once he got pregnant, I was just like, oh man, like it's, you know, it's a wrap now.
Yeah. So,
because, and if you look at their situation today, they're not together and she pretty much is doing everything in her power not to let him have a permanent relationship in his children's lives. So that, you know, that's a danger, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to end this topic, just like that, dude. That is a danger. Right now in this climate of interracially dating for black men and black women. That's pretty much it, man. You got anything else?
Topic, you know, stemming from, you know, what happened to black love.
Yeah. Y'all stay woke, motherfuckers.
We just want people to know, once again, that we are not promoting division. We are not promoting. We're not being, you know, anti-interracial.
No, I'm just I'm not at all, man. Do what you want. Like I said, like I told y'all earlier, man. Yeah. I had yellow fever, man, until I went to Japan, and now yellow fever's over with. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna be a hypocrite and say I never did want to date outside of my race. I'm talking about, man, my yellow fever was hard, y'all. I'm talking about, you know, laying, going to see the kimonos and shit. And I'm just playing. I ain't do all that. But, you know, it still kind of lingers, you know, every now and then, you know, but they ain't checking for the brother, so fuck y'all hoes. All right.
I mean, and that right there is sobering enough. Like, when you realize that they ain't really trying to, you know, they ain't really checking for you anyway, that's enough for you to say, all right, well, it was good while it lasted. Now I'm going to just go on and, you know, go for what I know.
Exactly, man. And FYI, for all y'all hating motherfuckers thinking, you know what I'm saying, EC ugly, you can't pull no hoes, I can pull your bitch. Let's go get this shit out of the way. All right, go ahead, SD. Get this shit out the fucking
way. All right, man.
Hey, you got to let some shit be known, ST. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah, you do. Like always, man, we appreciate our lovely family for, you know, putting up with us again for another week. You know, whether you tuning in at the crib or in the car, you know, while you're doing, you know, chores or, you know, laundry or whatever, we want to thank you for tuning in with us every week because, you know, we do this for y'all. We love y'all. Continue to hit us up on all our social media. Make sure that you like and subscribe, you know, give us ideas for the, you know, future shows. Tell us what you like, what you don't like about the show. You know, make sure that you keep your eyes and ears open because we got stuff coming down the pipeline. Make sure that you, you know, look out for us. Remember that, you know, the others are watching and also that there is no excuse, man. We for real, we're trying to do something great for y'all.
Yep.
There's no excuse for you to be stuck in your same predicament for 10, 20 plus years. If you want to make a change, you're going to do that shit right now.
Do that job right now.
You ain't going to wait for something catastrophic to happen. There's no excuse anymore. Like, we almost, you know, in a new year. And again, I guarantee next year I'm going to be hearing the same thing. You know, it's a new year. It's a new me. You know, I'm sick of that shit.
Nigga, it's the same old shit.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Every time I listen to our show, man, I laugh at that shit every single time.
Yeah, because it's the same thing, man.
Yeah,
like it's the exact same thing. So we just trying to, you know, set the narrative that, you know, if you want to make a change, do it right now.
Do it right now. Never too late. No matter how old you are, don't let society dictate how to get something popping, man. I don't care if you're 50, I don't care if you're 33, I don't care if you're fucking 40, I don't care if you're in your late 20s. You can make a change. You can get, if you want to become a multimillionaire, fucking do it. If you want to go out there and put a whole bunch of notches under your belt and fuck a whole bunch of people, go ahead and do it. If you want to go out there, if you want to go out there and support your community, uplift your community, go fucking do it. If you got plans to be, then that's great. Whatever, LeBron James, such and such, you want to go do that, man, go grind, man. Because what you see on TV is a final product. You don't see what they do behind the scenes. Figure out what they do to get there, copy that junk, and be the remix, and then people can be talking about you. We love y'all, man. Yeah. Y'all stay blessed.
Yeah. Ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there's no light, y'all must become the light. So please, y'all, be the light. We love y'all. See y'all next week. Episode number 61. Pledge allegiance to that whack ass flag, y'all.
Peace, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pull me here, you Asian hoe. I'm gonna pull one day, right? Right?
Thank you for listening to Black Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.